Today on episode number 354 of the School of Podcasting's Morning Announcements, I have a lovely chat with my buddy Rob Greenlee. He's the man from Microsoft when it comes to podcasting. He's got some great insights into that, as well as some insights into new services coming into the podcasting sphere. We're going to talk a little podcasting stats. And I'm going to tell you about a new tool that's available to help you get reviews in iTunes. And we answer your questions.
The School of Podcasting with Dave Jackson.
Podcasting since 2005 and bringing my 20 plus years of technical training to the microphone, I am your personal podcast coach, Dave Jackson, thanking you so much for tuning in. If you're new to the show, this is where we talk about all things podcasting, from planning to promoting to recording to producing and all points in between. If you're looking to start a podcast, check it out. SchoolofPodcasting.com has everything you need to start a podcast, and you get little old me to hold your hand along the way to guide you through the proper way of starting a podcast. I am so excited to help you start a podcast. Come visit me at schoolofpodcasting.com. You can join in on the conversation of this podcast. Everything we talk about today, you can find at schoolofpodcasting.com/354. You can also email me, Dave, at schoolofpodcasting.com. You can call in your comments courtesy of podcastvoicemail.com. It's 888-563-3228. You can also leave a comment via voicemail at the website. There's a little button there on the website. And you can also just leave a comment on the website. And I want to start off today with some stats from the boys at Blueberry, better known as Raw Voice, better known as Blueberry, better known as Todd Cochran. And the boys over there. And this is a sampling of 69.7 million audience listeners. That right alone is a fun one. 69 million listeners. And they're saying that 37% are using some sort of desktop application to view their podcast. This is all of how are podcasts being consumed. 30% are now getting them on their smartphone, whether it's an iPhone, an iPad, an Android. 18% right there on your website, web browsers. This is why we say people need a play button. There's 20% of your audience is waiting to click play. Make it easy. Tablets such as an iPad or a Nexus is 8.8%. Mobile applications, 3.2%. Desktop boxes like the Roku and the Boxy, only 2.7%. That might go up in the future. Who knows? I guess that's going to be an interesting one to see if I watch. I just don't know. I would think video podcast on a set-top box would be good. I'm not sure about audio. A percentage of consumption by client, 27% iTunes. That's amazing. I remember just, you know, 8 short years ago. Well, actually not 8 because iTunes wasn't out 8 years ago. But they used to be like 80%. 22% on smartphones. 9% on iPads. 7% on Android. We'll round it up. 5% on Firefox. 4% on Google Chrome. Here's the one that just blew me away. 1% on Internet Explorer. I remember when Microsoft got sued because everybody used Internet Explorer and they had a monopoly on browsers. They were just forcing it down everybody's throat, and they still do, and it's awful. I hate Internet Explorer. I have to use it at my day job, and it's horrible. All other clients, there are like 100 other clients, 25%. 35% on Windows, 31% on an iPhone or an iPad, 16% on a Mac, 8% on an Android, 2% or 3% on a Linux, and 8% on others. So people are definitely consuming podcasts. 69.7 million people is what they got that off of. And they're going to be releasing some more stats as they go along. So that'll be interesting as they go around. They say right now, the fastest growing podcast mobile application is Downcast. It is the number one podcasting application outside of Apple's mobile podcast and iTunes app, which I've been thinking about looking into another one. I like the podcast app, but it's still a little buggy at times. And so again, this is from the boys over at rawvoice.com. And thanks so much for sharing that information. Well, joining me via Skype, he's been on the show before, Rob Greenlee. He's the content manager and kind of the man behind podcasting at Microsoft Corporation. So, Rob, thanks for coming on the show.
Great to be here, Dave.
And I realized that some things have changed over the years with the Zune, which is what you were kind of, you know, you're basically handling the Zune directory and the software and podcasting over there. So obviously things have changed since the last time we spoke. And I thought, you know what, we should probably get my audience up to speed on what's going on over there. And maybe if you have any ideas of what's coming in the future and where that directory is going to end up.
Well, I think that the perception of change is greater than the reality of it. I think when the company kind of moved from Zune Music to Xbox Music, I think a lot of folks online got the impression that the podcast area on the platform was either changing brands or disappearing, or they couldn't find it anymore, or they didn't understand what was going on. Really, what the truth is that very little has changed, actually. The only thing that has changed is that the Zune.net website no longer has a podcast catalog on it. So the whole Zune.net website is now gone, actually, because all of the functionality and content and features and everything that was in that website has now been moved over to Xbox.com. So the podcast area did not move with it, so everything went down, and a lot of the external links, like from podcasters linking to Zune or whatever, those no longer function. So that gave a fairly negative impression about what was happening with podcasting at Microsoft and Zune. So, but nonetheless, the service itself is still fully active. The Zune software is still available for the desktop side of Windows 8 and the Windows 7 and XP platform. So you can still get the full podcast catalog plus music, movies, TV through the Zune software if you happen to be running Windows 7 or the legacy OSs, and on Windows Phone 7 and Windows Phone 8, you can still get the full podcast experience. It's integrated, built right into the phone. It's not an app. It's actually built right into the core of the operating system. And it's in kind of like the, on Windows Phone 8, it's built into the Xbox Music and video hub that's in the phone. So podcasts are still really, really active in the platform. So that's kind of the perception of what caused things to feel like things changed.
Right. So if somebody wanted to see their actual podcast, let's say they've submitted their podcast to you, where would they go then? Would that be the easiest place? Just go download the desktop software and look for it there? Or?
Yes, I would say that would be the easiest way. If you do have a Windows PC, you would be able to still do that today. Just go to Zune.net, actually. That domain name still takes you to the page where you can download the client software. If you are on a Mac, or let's say you're running Chrome or something, or Linux, the best thing to do, I would recommend, is go into a phone store and take a look at a Windows phone.
There you go.
So you're probably not using Windows Phone, but if you are, it's there. But that's probably the easiest way that I've recommended to people if you want to see your podcast on a phone, is just go in and play with a demo phone.
Well, that would be the other thing that changed. It used to be you had one email address to contact you, to you would basically submit your RSS feed, and I believe that's changed as well, correct?
Yeah. Well, actually, it's changed, and it's a little bit easier now. It actually has changed a couple times here over the last couple months. Actually, now it's just podcasts@microsoft.com. So if you wanted to send your podcast feed to me, and I'll be happy to add it to the catalog here, it's podcasts with an S at microsoft.com.
That's easy to remember.
It is. It's a whole lot easier to remember than my email address. my work email address. Yeah.
Well, the other thing I thought that has changed is you're now doing a podcast with Todd Cochran. So why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, actually, it's called the New Media Show, and it's actually, we're only on our second show, because prior to about 2 weeks ago, we did the same basic show, but the name of it was the Saturday Morning Tech Show. And what we found is that we were spending all of our time talking about content and new media and making content and the tools of the trade and the business and monetization and all those kinds of things, that we might as well just rename the show to a name that's more appropriate to what we were actually talking about. So, and that's why just earlier today, you know, we had Chris Perillo on, and last week we had Jim Lauterbach, who's the CEO of Revision 3, on to talk about what he's doing with that company, you know, since he was acquired by Discovery. So we're diving into not just podcasting topics, but kind of new media topics, right? Streaming, video, YouTube, all those areas. And that's a big reason why we had Chris Perillo on today, is that he's actually has a fair coming up called Vlogger Fair, and he's actually doing a daily, you know, what he calls a daily vlog, which is basically a video, a daily video. It's like a reality show kind of concept where it's his life and the things that he goes through life, and he's been able to build a pretty big following. And that's also, you know, an area that is popular on YouTube right now with a lot of content providers. So he's creating like an event here in Seattle in June, I think it is June 8th and 9th.
Interesting. And is that where you're located at, in Seattle?
Yeah, I'm actually in West Seattle. I work out of Redmond, but I'm in the Seattle area.
Well, the other thing I wanted to just get your kind of pick your brain on is, you had an interesting guest. We were talking before we started recording, and you had an interesting interview the other day about a new service and things like that. Can you kind of share us a little bit on the Podcast One service?
Yeah, I just had a call with the kind of leadership of the Podcast One Launchpad Media folks, and it was a really upbeat conversation about the future of podcasting. And I spoke to the CEO there. His name is Norm Pettitz, and he's the founder of Westwood One, which was a very early nationally syndicated kind of radio distribution kind of business back then that sold advertising and got big name talk radio folks into nationally syndicated radio distribution. He's all in on podcasting now, and is starting to really make some significant progress in working with ad media buyers, as well as working with some of the biggest talk radio talent and comedians in the world right now to get them engaged in podcasting. So I was just wanting to talk with him and find out, you know, what was going on there. And he's got very ambitious plans for what he's willing to invest in the space, and trying to get others to do the same as well, and try and get the best talk content in this medium as he can find. So I'm really kind of hopeful that this could be that one driving network that you know, really takes podcasting to the next level here and helps everyone. I mean, all boats will rise if he's successful in this, because what it will do is it'll drive new people to the medium to become podcast consumers, you know, in their cars, on their tablets, all this kind of stuff. So I'm really upbeat and positive about what's going on there with podcastone.com if you wanted to go check it out.
To me, I don't know, it's just a vibe I have that people are now seeing podcasting, the fact that, A, it's still around, even though people said it died, it's always been here. And it definitely has a new resurgence. And, you know, hopefully with services like this, it seems like people are kind of going, oh, you know what, maybe that's not a flash in the pan. Maybe it is a legitimate form of media now. And I'm hoping that, again, this will be that one little push we need to really have people go, we definitely should do that. Is that kind of how do you share any of that sentiment? Or
yeah, I think that, you know, this medium has needed to have a real focus on a kind of business kind of agenda around trying to work with advertisers and sponsors and stuff, and try and drive really crisp perspectives around what's possible, what the strengths are, what's the best practices, and how to evaluate the success of a campaign on, you know, in a podcast. Because once we've been able to develop that, then we have something to work with, and I think then it's easier for big name talent and even everyday talent to jump into the space and to be able to make it successful for them from a business perspective and making a living perspective, which has always been the dream. If you go back and you thoroughly think about the early days of what drove the early hype of podcasting, it was about two things. It was about, you know, anybody can do it and you can make money doing it. And I think that that's still a possibility. Though I think that the way that things are going to be looked at more in the future is that anybody can do it kind of ideology is kind of like a farm league almost, right? And so you're going to have this kind of two-tier kind of where there's going to be folks that start out, right, doing shows and trying to build an audience, and the cream will rise to the top. And I think we've already seen that happen. Based on that, and it's like any other content business, right? Not everybody is going to be successful, and some people are going to have moderate success, and other people are going to have stratospheric success. So, I think that's going to continue to be the case. But as long as all of us have best practices, and we're all talking to each other, and we all have, I mean, if you think about the TV, movie, and music business, all those media types have that, right? They have a structure. They have standard common practices. They have ways of reporting. They have business models. They have all these things that make it a viable medium.
Yeah, that's true. And we do kind of need something set in place. Something hopefully besides CPM. In terms of monetizing it.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, I mean, I think there's been a lot of talk about, well, what works in podcasting? How do you make money at podcasting? What are the best ways to do that? And it's not oftentimes how it's done today. This in content advertising and sponsorship and product placement, and those are the things that actually work. You know, I think that there's a real tendency to think that, you know, how it's being done in streaming right now, like pre-rolls and post-rolls and these 30-second radio-like ads is what's going to work. And I just don't believe that's the case. And it really forces new media buyers to think differently about how they run sponsorships in content like podcasting. And I think podcasting is at the cutting edge of this stuff. YouTube is not at the cutting edge of what's happening in sponsored media, I don't think. I think podcasting is at the cutting edge because there's so much experimentation going on.
Yeah. Well, I always love when somebody says, we'll be back to the show after this. And I always think, it sounds like the host is leaving, right? But you have to
bye-bye.
But you have to stay here and listen to the ad. And I'm always like, I don't think that's how I would do that. I don't know. It's every time I hear that, I'll be back in a minute. And I'm like, where are you going? It's like, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
So I understand the concept. It's like, hey, it's time to, you know, pay the bills or whatever. But I'm always like, I don't know if I would use that verbiage.
Yeah.
Anyway, well, Rob, thank you so much for sharing what's going on with you and the fact that, hey, everything podcasting is really didn't change a whole lot over there in Zoom world, just the name, and it's moved over to the Xbox. And we always like to touch base with you and get your insights on, because you do have a, you know, you talk to a lot of people being the podcasting representative, more of us for Microsoft, and always appreciate to touch base with you.
Yeah, well, thank you, and I definitely appreciate all that you do in this space, too, and trying to drive a positive message and trying to help people, right, to do those best practices. I think it's important.
I appreciate that. And there you go. Thanks so much to Rob for coming on the show, clearing things up there about the whole Microsoft thing. We now know it's at the Xbox. We know it's podcasts at Microsoft.com. And check out his show, the New Media Show. I see they just interviewed my old friend Paul Cullion on show number 4. And you can find that. I just did a Google search. You can find it at techpodcast.com. Because, of course, if it's tech, it's there.
Are you the person in charge of your website? Then come check out the Weekly Web Tools podcast at weeklywebtools.com. Each week, we spotlight and review tools. We discuss strategies on web design and promotion. We talk a little SEO, all with the intent of enhancing your website. The Weekly Web Tools podcast. It's the podcast for the do-it-yourself webmaster. Check it out at weeklywebtools.com.
And gonna kind of switch gears here. I want to give a shout out to Miss Eileen. You can find her at basicblogtips.com. She had asked me for my opinion on this, so I thought I would share it with you guys. There is a new kind of technology. They're called lead pages. And what this does is, the according to the video, there are some podcasters who are getting up there in the rankings in iTunes by, and there are a couple of ways. We know this is how you get high rankings in iTunes, by the way. Number one, the number of new subscribers within a 24-hour period, the number of downloads, the number of reviews, and I think that's it. Total number of subscribers, total number of new subscribers within, we're guessing, a 24-hour period, total number of downloads in terms of episodes, and then reviews. And then the other thing you can do to boost it is your name. And the from what we've seen in terms of trying to employ search engine optimization with iTunes, in other words, getting found, it's all about the title. I know my buddy Cliff Ravenscraft just did an episode about this. I've mentioned this, I thought so before, that really the keywords, and obviously the title means a lot, as in the title of your show, as is the title of your episode. But keywords, it seems like iTunes really just focuses on the titles. But nonetheless, there's this new product. I don't know if it's a new product. It's a new feature of a product, a new version of this product called Lead Pages. And if you go to schoolofpodcasting.com/leadpages, it'll take you right over there. And of course, you can go over to schoolofpodcasting.com/354, and I'll have links to this plus the video that I'm going to talk about. Now, here's what it does. You send people to your website and it says, hey, welcome to my website. And the idea is you are giving something away. So maybe it's a free ebook of some sort. If you'd like my free ebook, click here to subscribe to my podcast in iTunes. So, and review it. So the thought being, you can actually go in and say, tell me what your username is so I can see it in iTunes. Because that's the only thing that's weird about iTunes. People like to use iTunes as a contest thing. There's no contact information. I who cares that, you know, Skippy37 loves my podcast. I can't contact Skippy37 to say thank you for liking the podcast. So this actually has a thing to say, hey, what is your username? So I can then send it to you. I will not send it to you until I see your username on a review. And so on one hand, you're not blocking people from getting your content, right? Because you've got a link right there. Click here to listen to me in iTunes. I guess the thing that, for me, it reminds me, back in the day, children gather around. I will tell you about the days of podcasting back old, right? There's this guy named Joe Vitale. He was in the movie The Secret. If you think about $1 million, it will just mysteriously fall out of your arse, right? It's just, if you just think about it, it's just going to show up. It hasn't worked for me at this point, but anyway. He was in that movie. He's like this Joe hypnotist guy, big internet marketer guy. And he is one of the guys that, you know how there's like, there are salespeople that really try to help you. And then there's kind of the slimy snake oil sales. Yeah, from what I understand, I don't know Joe Vitale from Adam. I've just seen his posts. I've seen his books. And I know this from Joe. And that is, back in the day when, what was it, Podcast Alley? There was no iTunes. That tells you how long ago it was, children. There was no iTunes. There was this thing called Podcast Alley. And everybody and their brother was, please vote for us at Podcast Alley. You know how everybody now says, please review us on iTunes. Well, back then it was, please vote for us at Podcast Alley. And there were people like Keith and the Girl and Dawn and Drew and, you know, the typical people on the top of the charts. It was hardly ever changed, right? Because these people had big audiences, things like that. Then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, Joe Vitale. And everybody's like, who is Joe Vitale? And I knew him because I used to subscribe to a lot of internet marketing newsletters. And then I realized something. Can we have a tangent from the tangent for a second? There was Armin Morin, There was Jim Edwards, who had great products. The guy, Perry Marshall, was Mr. Internet AdWords guy. There were a bunch of them. They were all kind of experts. But I soon found out that these experts then promoted each other's stuff, saying that, hey, this guy is an expert. No, this is my buddy, and buy his stuff. And they all were telling each other's buddies to buy each other's buddy's stuff. They shared their list after a while. And Joe was in that group. So Joe had a big, and by that I mean big, email list. And he basically told his email list of, you know, his minions, go vote for me at Podcast Alley. He had one episode. One. And so I'm like, well, what the heck? Joe Vitale put out a podcast. This is cool. And I go over and I download it. And I wish I could have saved it. I don't know if it's still available. It was just awful. And just and what I mean by that, it was all about Joe and how great Joe was and how he had, you know, when he farted, it smelled like roses. It just, Joe did no wrong. It was great. He'd been doing this forever and that forever. And Joe, and then more Joe. And at the end of it, I'm like, that did nothing for me, except I know I didn't want anything to do with Joe Vitale. It was beyond self-promotion. I mean, I know there are people in the podcasting space that do a lot of they do a lot of self-promotion. This was ridiculous, okay? So Joe shot up to the top of the charts, getting back to the point. And then you know where Joe went? Right to the bottom of the charts, because he had blown his wad, and he didn't gain any audience from that. And so when I see tactics like this, and I'll probably, it's $37 a month. It's not even like, hey, buy this once. It's $37 a month. And you can put this little, I think there's a WordPress plugin that goes with it, things like that. And it looks like it would work. But I guess here's my initial thought about this, is I want my content to be so amazing that you go, wow, what can I do for this guy? Because he just saved me a bunch of time. He just saved me a bunch of money. I didn't have to buy thousands of dollars of podcasting equipment. He saved me time by telling me where to go. What can I do to help this guy? And I'm broke. Well, here's what you can do. Go over to iTunes. Go to schoolpodcasting.com/iTunes. Do the whole view in iTunes. And then leave me a review. I would hope that if you're a regular listener of the show, you would just go over and do that. I would inspire you to do that. That as you being my friend, you would just want to do that. That I shouldn't have to say, well, I'll only give you something. I give you 353 things for free. So there's a part of me that just like, I like the idea. I could see where it would work. And there's part of me that goes, well, if, you know, reviews help you get seen and that's that, and then it's automated, you don't have to beg people. It just forces them to do. Well, it doesn't force them. That's the one thing I haven't seen on this is it's not holding your content hostage. In fact, it's driving people to it. It just seems to me rather internet marketing kind of way to get more reviews. And I'm not sure how I feel about that. Because on one hand, the one side of the fence is, well, it makes it easier. Your iTunes button is right there. And you're going to get more reviews, and that's good for you because we know that that is somehow part of the iTunes thing. So what's wrong with that? And I guess there's a part of me that goes, well, that's not the way we did it in the past. And usually that sentence, heard in many churches across America, is not a good thing. So I'm trying to get my head around that. But if you want to check it out, now they do have a free thing because the company that actually makes this is called Lead Bright. And I use one of their programs called Lead Player. Some of the videos on my website you will see there. And that is not a cheap thing, but it's a cool way to put YouTube videos on your website. And there is no monthly fee with that. Like I said, the Lead Pages thing is I believe it's $37 a month. And then they do this other thing called Welcome Gate. And I was talking with Ryan K. Parker. Find him at ryankparker.com. He does the Killer Food Podcast last Saturday, along with John from Let's Reverse Obesity. And I was doing the live thing on 11 a.m. in the morning, Eastern Standard Time. Go to schoolofpodcasting.com/live. I've been playing with that still and having a good time. And Ryan was using Welcome Gate. And the thing I liked about Welcome Gate is it gave you a very clear no thank you. Like, it gave you kind of a squeeze page. Hey, why don't you enter your email address here and get more content. But they gave a very clear, hey, you know what? If you want to bypass this, you can. And I was like, okay, that's cool. So, and Ryan had said it kind of got him some more leads, but not a ton. And so if you're looking for a way to boost your iTunes rankings, you might want to check this out. Like I said, you could do it for a month and see how many things you get. Again, you can find this at schoolofpodcasting.com/354, or just go to schoolofpodcasting.com/lead pages. And I should let you know that that is an affiliate link. So if you actually try that, that's a way of supporting the show. And I think this lets you know that the one thing I have in my mind is integrity. Because I'm not just openly saying, oh, go do this. It's the best thing ever. I am going to probably try this. I'm just trying to figure out what website I'm going to use it on and go from there. So check that out again. And everything we mentioned today, schoolpodcasting.com/354. All right. And of course, my favorite part of the show is helping people. And this came in from Ken Harris. And I was like, ooh, this is a good question. And he says, I may be contacting you too early in my process because I'm not ready to drop a lot of money into consulting. I may just sign up for your YouTube videos and see where that takes me. But I do think I need more than that. Well, go to schoolofpodcasting.com, click on the blue Join Now button, use the coupon code LISTENER, LISTENER, and that'll save you on that first month subscription. And then after every month after that is only $5. So, he says, I've listened to your SOP broadcast a lot and have let several of your freebies and deals go by. I only stopped listening when Stitcher started causing my phone to reboot. That's kind of weird. I've also listened to a lot of the Internet Business Mastery Academy. Yep, Jason and Jeremy, good guys. I feel like I'm saying I want to write a book when what I really need to focus is about what? It's about content. And I would like someone to help in that thought process. I am an IT professional and worship leader at my church. I'm a student at an online college finishing my IT degree. I don't know what I know. I don't know what I know that would make a good podcast, but I won't know until I talk to someone and get started, right? And I said, there are a couple things about this. Number one, if you don't know what you want to talk about, you're right. Don't start a podcast. Don't spend any money. Because in theory, if you don't know the why, if you don't know the why, you're not going to get through the how. That is a thing I stole from Jillian Michaels about losing weight, but it applies to podcasting. If you don't know why you want to start a podcast. Now, there are people that are writing books. My friend, Dr. Nina Savelle Rockland over at WinTheDietWar.com. I played her message a couple weeks back. I actually helped, I guess, produce her show. She does the content. I do her audio editing for her. And she's going to be writing a book. And so she started a podcast to grow a following. And she's getting thousands of downloads because she puts out a really kick-butt podcast. I always love when I get to edit her podcast. It's good stuff. So it's not a bad idea. But, and you can actually, here's some things to think about. You can start a podcast about whatever the subject is, if you know what that is, and then you can use your audience to find out what their hot buttons are. But I also say, in theory, you should be able to pick 5 topics that you want to talk about. At least 5. You know, it'd be better if you could do 10. Here are 10 topics that you're going to talk about. That would be good. If you cannot do that, then yeah, you're going to run out of material. You're going to run out of vim and vigor. You have to have something, and this is so cliche, but you have to have something you're passionate about. For me, that is podcasting. I love podcasting. I love reaching out. I love helping people. I love helping people grow their audience, touch people, change the world. That whole nine yards, right? So I appreciate you listening, but I would sit back and sometimes you may think, well, okay, I'm involved in my church. I'm an IT guy. Okay, that may be your job. The question is it your passion? Because there are some of us that are you know, I could be doing a podcast about teaching people computers because that's my day job. That's not always my passion. You know, when I'm teaching, you know, insurance people Excel, I've been doing that for a while. Podcasting, I'm much more enthusiastic about it. So that would be another thing to ask. And then, so come up with a list of things, you know, that you're just dying to talk about. Let me give you an example of my good buddy DJL, Daniel J. Lewis. He heard podcasts, and there is we talked with a couple of people who started podcasts about podcasting. In fact, DJL is going to be on this show in the future. I'm going to quit doing that. I don't even know if he says he hates it, of course, that is the birth of a nickname. If you tell somebody, I hate it when you call me that, you know you're going to be called that. But Daniel J. Lewis, find him at theaudacitytopodcast.com. He's going to be coming on the show in the future. We just got to set up a date to record it. We're going to talk to him about how he, because you know, the audacitytopodcast.com is an award-winning podcast. And I want to talk to him about his strategy of he got his minions together to vote. And that's a very impressive thing. And his influence. And I want to talk to him about that. So he's going to be coming on the show. And so Daniel started a podcast in a genre podcast about podcasting because he heard what other people were saying. And in some cases, he disagreed with what they were saying. It's like, oh, I gotta give a different point of view. And that's one of the things I always say to people is that, you know, yeah, if there is a podcast that's very similar to your podcast, it's still not going to be like you. You have your own history. You have your own opinions. You have your own experience. And that's what's going to make your podcast different. And just be ready to do this for free for a little bit. And be ready to do this to almost nobody for a little bit. You know, I do a podcast called Feeding My Faith. And I think I get maybe 100 downloads on that. Now, I also produce that show very infrequently. But on the other hand, I used to... It's me basically delivering lessons about God and such. And I used to preach at a very small church. And 100 downloads is more people that used to listen to me on Sunday. So I'm happy with that number. So I love that question, though, because I do get that occasionally of people saying, I want a podcast. I know I should podcast. I just don't know about what. And that's when I go, got to come up with that topic first. And then start. And again, you don't have to spend thousands. You can start off with a $33 microphone and be good to go. So if you, I hope that helps you out with that. I would sit down. And if you can't come up with 5 to 10 topics, it may just be the case that podcasting is the bright, shiny object that has your attention. And it may be something that, you know, what you can do in some cases, if you want to get your feet wet, start commenting on other people's podcasts and see how that works. You never know. I've heard of a couple podcasts where people commented so much on the show that they actually almost became co-hosts. So it's just something to think about. I love that question, though. Thank you so much. And the other thing I wanted to point out, one last thing on this one. Let's say Ken came to me and he came and said, I want to do a podcast about blah, blah, blah. And I'm not his target audience. And I say, oh, that's a horrible idea. That would be horrible because... Just because I don't like it doesn't mean it's not good. It just means I'm not your target audience. So be careful and consider the source when you ask people, do you think this would be a good podcast? Because if you ask my wife, hey, I'm going to start a podcast. It's going to be heavy metal. Trust me, she's not going to listen to that one. Right? And she's going to say, oh, that's the last thing the world needs is a heavy metal podcast. But there might be a lot of people that go, oh, please, we need a good one. Right? So keep that in mind. I'll be more than happy to talk it over with you, but you know, in the end, it's going to be up to you and your passion, and we can do some search and see if there's a market for it. There are some things, and that's the things like that Jason and Jeremy can also help you out with. So thank you, Ken, for sending in that message.
Hey, Dave, it's John Buchanis. I am a member of the School of Podcasting, and I just wanted to talk to you about the new difference, or the difference between a mobile website and a regular WordPress website as it pertains to iPhones or Droids or smartphones. I went to school podcasting with my iPhone and I saw your mobile site, and it doesn't have all the tricks and whistles that the regular site has, because I couldn't send this message on SpeakPipe until I pushed the button to go to the original site. Now I can send you a message. So I was wondering, is there any way to make the mobile site where you could have a SpeakPipe button so people could send you a voicemail through the mobile site? Or would they just have to switch back to the other? And if you can't, then what is the advantage of having a mobile site? Thanks, Dave.
John, thank you so much. And speaking of Dr. Nina Seville Rocklin of WinTheDietWar.com, you can hear both John and Nina, Dr. Nina, at Let'sReverseObesity.com. A great interview with both. You talk about having a personal story, and it's just, it's a great episode. I'll put a link to that out at the show notes again, schoolofpodcasting.com/354. And John, answer your question. Well, what I'm using for the School of Podcasting right now is from a website called bravenewcode.com. It's called WP Touch. And back in the day, right, we needed something for as these wacky smartphone things went on, and I need something for it to make my website look cool, because a smartphone would try to load your actual full website and it didn't look very good, to make a long story short. So what WP Touch does is, a lot of times it kind of shaves off your sidebars and just gives the content. And then there's a link at the bottom that says, hey, would you like to see the full website? And from there, you can kind of go from there. And so I know there is a pro version of WP Touch. I know they were on, the guy that made WP Touch was on Dustin Hartzler's, which is yourwebsiteengineer.com, who's been on this show. He's kind of a WordPress guru. They were just on that show. I'll put a link to that out in the show notes. My show notes are going to be very extensive today. And I know with the new, like the pro version, you can customize the header. It says you can drag and drop your content. You can add social links easily. Drop down menus. So I'm not sure exactly how customizable that is. So I don't have an easy answer for that. Can, you know, WP Touch Pro allow me to have SpeakPipe? So the other question you have is kind of like, what's the big deal about mobile? Right now, mobile is kind of like saying in 2009, what's the big deal about iTunes? Every single study I see says mobile, you know, years from now, you're going to be much like iTunes. You know, back in the day, 80% of the people listened to podcasts on iTunes. It was just the way it is. And whatever the number was from Todd's stuff, it was really, really, really low. Can you tell I'm getting all pumped up about this? I can't talk. And I think you're going to see in 3 to 5 years where it just, podcasts are just on everybody's phone. Just everybody's going to figure out that they've got a little portable receiver in their hand and they don't have to listen to crappy radio anymore. And that is why you want to have a mobile presence, because more and more people are getting their podcasts on their phone. They're just, more and more people are just surfing the web, period, on their phone. And so you want to have a website that looks okay. And that's what you'll hear, the little geeky term is responsive. You want a responsive WordPress theme. And what that means is basically it shrinks your website to look good on a smartphone or an iPad or whatever. It's a way to, that's a little more of a chameleon. It can adjust to the different browsers. But yeah. John, and I will let you know, I'm going to be looking into that in the future with WP Touch Pro or just any kind of version that will make a cool mobile app. Now, of course, with Libsyn, now, I don't know if Libsyn has anything to do with SpeakPipe, but they do have a phone app, an iPhone app, if you have their $20 a month plan. And the cool thing about that is you can put your phone number, like your voicemail number. In my case, it's 888-563-3228. And they can just click a button right in the smart app from Libsyn and leave a message that way. So I wish there was a way to integrate SpeakPipe into that. I actually like the messages from SpeakPipe, which is actually how I got John's message. And thank you so much for that question, and I will keep you in the loop. I'm going to throw this one out to you guys, and that's, I don't normally do that, say you guys. Usually I'm just talking to you, but if you know of any, solution for that, having SpeakPipe. I'm sure there's a way that we can copy and paste some code and things like that. So that is going to do it for today's show. I don't know if this is going to be long or short. It sounds like it's about normal. Next week's show is up for debate. I'll still be doing the Saturday 11 o'clock thing. I'm having fun with that. Also, they're going to be coming on the show, a representative from Spreaker. I have that set up. We just have to pick a date for them to come on. I have some questions about that service. I've been doing the live thing on Saturdays just for giggles, really. And if you listen to those, they're horrible episodes because it's just me winging it. If you want to hear what Dave does, it's basically this show half-baked on Saturday morning. Not half-baked as I'm doing drugs. It's just my ideas are half-baked. That would be a whole other podcast, especially because I don't do drugs. But anyway, they'll be coming on the show. Like I said, Daniel J. Lewis is coming on the show in the future. Speaking of other shows, check out Podcasters Roundtable 12, where we had an interesting discussion on not so much changing the name of podcasting, but does the word podcast hinder your podcast growing? And I might discuss that a little more in the future. But the reason I say next week's episode is up for grabs is my wife is actually having surgery as I record this tomorrow, and we'll be down for the count for a couple days. And so my life's priorities are going to shift over the next week, and I'm not sure what life is going to be like next weekend, but just want to let you know if there's no show next week, all is well, and she's just going to be needing a little extra help here in the future. Nothing life-threatening, nothing crazy, just what the lovely things us fellows like to call female surgery kind of stuff. Yeah, one of those. So thank you so much for listening. I always like to point out, if you can give me 30 seconds to just plug away here, I hope you can hear that there are two things that drive me. One thing, podcasting and reaching a global audience. And number two, helping people. And, you know, if you go out to schoolofpodcasting.com, click on the Join Now button, and I got a little present for you for making it here to the end of the show. Type in the word listener, LISTENER, all one word, and that'll save you off your first month subscription at the School of Podcasting. If you don't like it, just send me an email. Go, Dave, this is horrible, and I will refund your money. I'm pretty sure you're not going to do that. Now, if you don't have a website yet, send an email with the phrase quick start in the subject line, and here's what happens. I will send you a link to where you can order your hosting for your website. I will earn a commission from that. From that, I will then give you a free month at the School of Podcasting. There you go. And I'll install WordPress for you, and I'll install all the plugins. Pretty cool. So what do you end up with? You end up with a kind of a basic website that needs graphics and content, obviously. But then you've got the tutorials to learn how to manage that website and how to update it, as well as how to get into recording and things like that. And again, you got little old me, your personal podcast coach, to help you along the way. So thank you so much for tuning in. And I really do appreciate you taking the time. I don't know if I've said that recently, but I do. It's kind of weird sometimes when you type into, I talk into this microphone, and it's been kind of fun on Saturdays. Ryan and John showed up. And again, that's schoolofpodcasting.com/live. And we got done last Saturday. And I just said, hey, let's take this into Skype. You know, and I threw up my Skype, and we just had our own little radio show there. We just had our own little baby roundtable. It was kind of fun. So if you want your questions answered live, check it out, schoolofpodcasting.com/live. Also, if you're looking for newbie questions, schoolofpodcasting.fm is my live streaming radio, which I will be possibly in the future tying into. I might be broadcasting on that on Saturday mornings instead of Spreaker. It will depend. But anyway, thank you so much for tuning in. I really do appreciate it. Hope you get that. And have a great week. I hope to see you on the inside. And until next week, class is dismissed. And have a great week, and God bless.
Podcasting since 2005. And bringing my 20-plus years of training to the microphone, I am your personal podcast coach, Dave Jackson.
It works much better if you turn into the microphone and it's actually plugged in. Check 1, 2. Check 1, 2.